Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-611-2050. That's 800-611-2050. 800-611-2050.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
Hello, welcome to meeting me.
Steve is a certified animal behavior consultant, and he's here to help you.
Why, that's messed up.
You're so wise.
Judge me by my size, do you?
Like a miniature Buddha.
Am I a hero?
Call right now, 866-554-PETS.
I really can't say, but yes.
People like me.
That's right, call toll-free, 866-554-7387.
Oh, you're a pretty little kitty, aren't you?
So we are feeding our little kitties all wrong. I mean, really, we might be doing that. So here's what I mean by leaving out food all the time, which is how many of you feed your cats that way? Come on, let me see a show of paws. Hold them up. A lot of people do. And then the cats train us to become automatic food dispensers. We think, and it's true with some cats, when they get filled, they're just going to stop eating. But other cats keep going and going and going, and that's one reason why we have so many overweight and obese cats. That's just one reason, and that's one way which we feed our cats. The other is just to put it in a bowl, and the cats, okay, we put it out, cat eats it in what, 2 seconds? And it's gone. How do cats eat when they're outdoors? They hunt for food. Cats have a prey drive. How can we replicate that indoors? Dr. Liz Bales has come up with a way to do it, and she will talk to us about that. It is called No Bowl Feeding, and I love it. I also love this book, Unlikely Companions, The Adventures of an Exotic Animal Doctor. Dr. Lori Hess will be here to talk about some of those adventures, and it's something we all hope for if you have a dog. You think about it. You know, you're walking your dog, especially if you're a woman, you know, you're walking your dog, and something happens. Someone comes up to you, and you don't want that person coming up to you. That person's coming up to you, not in a very good way at all. What will your dog do? This is a little puppy that responded. And we'll explain and tell the story of how this dog fended off a potential rape in New York City. All of that, and most important, your telephone calls. 866-554-PETS. I am a certified animal behavior consultant. I am here to help you. 866-554-PETS. Don in North Carolina, you called. So magically, here you are. Welcome.
Thank you.
What's going on?
Well, I wanted to see if you could help me out with my cat. I have, she's scratching my furniture. I want to buy some new furniture because she's done scratched this all up. I do have, one of the little scratch pads made out of cardboard for her, and she does get in that once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But my question is, I'm looking at buying some furniture that's made out of a material called pleather. It's a little leather and vinyl both.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if, and I've been told by some people that they don't like the feel of the vinyl type material, but they won't scratch it.
Well, I cannot comment on pleather because I really don't know about it. But I do know cats will sometimes scratch on vinyl furniture. It's all individual preference. But But here's also what I know. Given the opportunity to scratch at something they really like, rewarded for that, they are more likely to go after that. So here's what I would do. I would buy a vertical scratching post. The taller, the better. You don't have to go crazy now. It doesn't have to be up to the ceiling. But cats will stand on their back legs and then reach up. We've all seen cats do this. And reach up so their claws are kind of in the sky. And we need something as tall as your average cat or taller. And they like different things. It depends on the individual cat. But overall, most cats like this material called sisal, or some say sisal, and it's wound around the scratching post. And you can get them at any pet store anywhere. And a sturdy base, and you put that next to the place where they're currently scratching. Now, how do you encourage the cat to scratch there? Couple ways to do it. One is you can clicker train your cat to do it. And that's a whole long explanation, and you can look that up on the internet, but it really does work. Another way to do it is just take an interactive toy, you know, a fishing pole toy type toy with feathers or fabric or a cat dancer. Play with your cat there, and your cat happens to, in going for the toy, scratch or at least touch the scratching post. Well, now it's got your cat's scent on it, which is a great start. The other thing you could do, believe it or not, sometimes is scratch it yourself, and the cat will look at you and say, what? And you know, it's like monkey see, monkey do, or cat see, cat do, and it's observational learning. Cats are very good at that, so some have reported that works as well. Now, the corrugated scratchers are good in that it gives the opportunity for your cat to do a horizontal scratch as well as a vertical scratch, and you can put catnip in there, which encourages not all but most cats.
Yeah, she's not real crazy about catnip.
Okay, well, not all cats are. However, they do like that corrugated feel, but they need, aside from, I'm glad you're providing that, but aside from that, they need a vertical scratch. And that's what this cat is probably in part using the sofa for. Now, to do it best, what you do is you put something over the sofa like a, you know, the rug runners that people get, you know, yeah. For their or for a car mat, something like that. And what you do is you turn it upside down, and those little nubs are uncomfortable to walk on. You don't need to punish the cat. You don't need to scream at the cat for going on the sofa. If you have this covering your sofa, and I'd start with the sofa the cat's already scratched. If you have this covering the sofa, then your cat's not going to even want to go there because it's so uncomfortable to walk on it. It's as simple as that. Now, where is there a better place? The other thing is when you catch your cat scratching, reward your cat. You know, just like we think of training dogs with positive reinforcement, same works for cats just fine. So give the cat a treat for doing it. Tell your cat how beautiful your cat is for scratching in the right place.
Now, she's 5 years old. Can she still learn at that age?
Absolutely.
Okay, and she's an indoor-outdoor cat. In fact, she doesn't very seldom ever goes to the bathroom in her litter box.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't want to get her nails taken off.
Good.
I thought that'd be too cruel for her.
It would.
You know, and I thought it might mess her up, and you know psychologically. Or
well, there could be some truth to that. That's a more complicated answer. I mean, it turns out the declaw, which is something I don't think is particularly humane. Yes, the veterinarians do it humanely, but we're talking about if you bend your finger, where your finger bends at the knuckle, we're talking right. about amputating from the knuckle on out to the end of the finger. That's not like clipping nails. It is literally cutting off a joint. It's amputation. There's no other word for it. So I don't think that's the right thing to do. Sometimes, I mean, we don't know. We know that people with amputations have phantom pain. Sometimes for the rest of their lives, we don't know if cats feel that or not. We also don't know what the pain factor is for sure because cats are so good about masking pain. So, yeah, and if you have an indoor-outdoor cat, it could be a death sentence altogether.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. See, I had a cat for 14 years, and it was a five-toed cat. And when we got it, it was a kitten. My girlfriend took it and had the front claws removed. And that cat went outside every day, and it fought other cats. And it acted like it didn't even have a problem with it.
Well, you know? And maybe this one cat didn't. I'll tell you, I'm First off, I'm a proponent of cats being indoors, ideally. They live longer lives. They live healthier lives. They live safer lives. We know that. If you've had a cat that's been outside its entire lifetime, bringing it indoors might work if you provide the right enrichment. If you make indoors interesting enough and enrich the environment, that would be the safest thing to do for your cat. But either way, I would not be a proponent of declaw.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to give it a try with the scratching post and see what I can do to get her.
Well, ideally the scratching post and also encouraging training the cat to go there and at the same time making the place where she's currently scratching not appealing. And you can do that simply by draping something over it, such as a rug runner with those nubs up or car mats, something of that nature that is uncomfortable to walk on. People use aluminum foil, but frankly, most cats are not. Some are, but most are not deterred by that.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thanks for your advice.
Our telephone number is 866-554-7387. Or you can also email us, steve@petworldradio.net. Next, the story of a dog. I'm not going to tell you what kind of dog it is yet, because that's really part of the story that stopped a rape. And a very young dog at that. Next. It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
Well, is it as simple as all this? So at a press conference to talk about what I'm about to talk to you about, Maya Fairweather said, if you're good to your dog will be good to you. Maybe it really is that simple. So here's a dog who's still a puppy who's with the dog's 18-year-old owner. And Maya's just running in the park, and she decides to let the dog off leash. And again, this dog is still a puppy, a five-month-old puppy. And the dog's running around, but the person who attacks Maya doesn't know the dog belongs to Maya because the dog's over there. So this person, with the intent on raping Maya, comes up from behind. And at that moment that he grabs Maya, the dog grabs his leg, comes out of nowhere. Now, this is a five-month-old puppy. What's more, the dog is, if you look at this dog, you will call the dog a pit bull. It has that pit bull look, whatever that means. And I say that whenever I talk about pit bulls, because pit bulls mostly, they're just mixed breed dogs that have a certain look. And I even hate that expression, pit bull, for these dogs because they're mixed breed dogs. But anyway, people think of these dogs as attack dogs. They think of these dogs in a way that they're really not. And here is one of the many stories that come across my desk every year of pit bulls, or dogs we call pit bulls, that do something quite amazing. And this dog is only 5 months old. In any case, this playful puppy went into a very serious mode and stopped the attack, bit the person on the leg, who apparently swore some, said some words that I cannot say on the radio. I'll leave it at that. And then ran bleeding in the other direction. To date, they have still not apprehended this person in Florida. And meanwhile, this dog's a hero. Heroes come in all breeds, all shapes and sizes, and I suppose all species. Your telephone calls, more of them next on Steve Dale's Pet World, 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons Now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Steve Dale's Pet World, a real pet expert giving advice about real pets. Yeah, we're keeping it real.
I was at a veterinary conference. I had not heard of No Bull. And I'm just walking up and down the aisles in the exhibit hall, and I see this product. And it's called the No Bull Feeding System. I think it took all of a second for me to completely understand, because I've been talking about the same idea. And now Dr. Elizabeth Bales has said, you know what? We're going to put this into effect. We're going to make it real. In fact, we've made it real. Dr. Bales, congratulations. But what we're talking about here changes and needs to have a change in the way we think about feeding our cats.
Thank you so much, Steve. I agree. I agree with you. How you feed your cat is every bit as important as what you feed your cat. We talk so much about wet, dry, raw, but the conversation that needs to happen now is how you feed your cat. And feeding your cat from a bowl denies it all of its natural behaviors.
I agree, and explain why you're saying that.
So, you know, we don't expect anything from our cats in our homes. People think that their cats can't hunt. And not only can they hunt, but they need to hunt. Cats are predators, and it's critical for them and for their mental and physical well-being that they're able to engage that predatory instinct at mealtime. And when we understand the natural behaviors of cats, it makes a lot more sense.
You know, we have listeners that are saying, is that Steve talking or Dr. Bales? Because I've been saying the same sorts of things for years, so I love you, love you, love you for saying this.
Thank you.
But you're not saying this because this is only your opinion. You're saying this, I believe, because there is data to demonstrate exactly what you're saying is true.
And what I say is this is not my science. It's my solution. The science behind that cats should not be eating from bowls has been in existence for years. And in fact, I created the Noble Feeding System after leaving a conference where I heard all this data, and including the fact that the number one cause of death for cats is euthanasia, and that the number one cause of euthanasia is people surrendering their cats to shelters for behavior problems. And that these behavior problems are directly born from an environment that does not meet their natural and predatory needs. And a light bulb went on in my head that it sounds like went on in your head a long time ago. Why are we feeding them from a bowl when what they need to be doing is hunting? And the consequences of not being able to hunt are mental and physical that end up ultimately causing their death. And as a veterinarian, I was doing nothing to treat the number one cause of death for my patients. And I found it unacceptable, and that's when I created the Noble Feeding System.
Now, there's so much more here to talk about, and we will, because I will talk to you throughout the year, because I love this so much. But we do need to explain exactly what this Noble System is.
Yes. So, cats are solitary hunters. They need to eat small meals throughout the day and night, and they need to physically engage with their prey. That is what makes them physically and mentally well. So I took all of that information and made it into a physical device to train cats onto this predatory way of life that honors their predatory needs. I started with a trainer. We need to train them how to do it. After having a lifestyle of eating from a bowl, it takes some time to adjust back into this way of life. So there's a food-safe plastic device that has multiple holes in it, and you put some food and a treat in it and leave the cat alone with it until they understand how to manipulate it to get the food out. Once trained onto that, you move on to the Nobles. Now, you can check it out on the website. They look like mice. It's got a fabric outside covering and a plastic inner container. So in the plastic inner container goes a small portion of their food, and then they can engage their teeth and claws with the outside part. But the most important thing, once they're trained onto it, is to hide it. Now, you don't start by hiding it in difficult places. You start by hiding it simply, but eventually it becomes very difficult. Because, Steve, in nature, cats spend between 6 and 8 hours a day actually seeking their food. That is their built-in exercise, and that's about 80% of their waking hours. So actually taking that time to seek and look for their food is very healthy for them.
And in our homes, typically feeding them out of a bowl, which most people do, well, that's one reason why I have so many overweight and obese cats, because we free feed, we leave out food all the time, then the cats train us to become automatic food dispensers for them is number one. And number two, instead of those 6 to 8 hours, we're talking 6 to 8 minutes maybe that they spend looking for their food, and they know where it is, so it's just a matter of walking from place A to place B where they know it's going to be. It's predictable, that part is good, but the fact that their prey drive is not engaged is really a bad thing. We're doing a disservice. Give me the website just one more time.
NoBullCat.com.
NoBullCat.com. I hugely love this idea. We'll be talking more. Dr. Elizabeth Bales, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Again, our phone number, it's important, 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
He looks like a panda and a Disney princess had a baby. All we need is somebody
to lean on. Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS. 866-554-7387. Ty in Oregon, you're on the radio. Hi.
How you doing, man?
It's a beautiful state. I mean,
it's an awesome state.
Yeah, it's one of America's best-kept secrets, and I think people who live there want it to be kept that way, so all of us don't move there.
Well, yeah, everybody. Actually, speaking of that, it's the number one move-to state in the last 2 years. I just found out on CNN.
That's what I've read, yeah. Yeah, I probably saw the same thing on CNN, for all I know, so... How can I help you, sir?
Hi. Well, I got a six-month-old border collie lab mix dog, and I am going to try to train him on one of those dog whistles. And how could I train him to kind of get him out of habits of, like, he has a tendency to bark at new people and chase after cars, and I hear if he used that whistle, it could break his attention. But how could I use that? So how could I get him to know it's a good whistle, or the whistle means good?
So a whistle can be an adequate way of training dogs to do something. So first of all, there are better ways to do it today. So these whistles were like in all the vogue in the 1970s, I guess. But today we know there are probably more effective ways to do some of these things. So the idea of the whistle is, first of all, it's at a, for those who don't know, it's at a frequency that dogs hear that we don't hear. And the problem is that some dogs can care less. So you have to determine if your dog is even paying attention. And what you can do to encourage that to happen in the first place, which is where you're going with the first part of your question, is just blow the whistle a bit and give your dog a treat. Blow the whistle, give your dog a treat. Blow the whistle, give your dog a treat. Do this randomly throughout the day, day after day after day after day. On day number 5 or day number 10, when you think your dog has kind of got it, then what you do is you wait till your dog, all indoors, until your dog is, excuse me, down a hallway, just not paying attention to you, maybe engaged in a toy or just snoozing. And you blow the whistle and your dog does come. Okay, now you know it's kind of working. But you really don't know until you get to that point. And then you give your dog a treat again. Your dog is doing something 5 rooms away. You blow the whistle. Dog comes. And now you pair it with the word come. And this is how you use the whistle to teach the dog things. And what we're teaching now is the cue to come. You repeat that over and over. Your dogs, I don't know if you have kids or if you live with anyone, a spouse or whatever. And yeah. if that person's busy playing with the dog, distracting the dog, great time to blow the whistle. See if your dog will come to you. If so, okay, that's great. Your dog's really got it down. And you're using really good treats. And then what you do is you begin to use what's called intermittent reinforcement, which is like going to Las Vegas. You never know when the treat is coming. So we don't want an overweight dog at the end of all this. But moreover, intermittent reinforcement is actually more reinforcing than getting a treat every time, particularly if it's a really good treat. And a treat only used for this purpose, so only used for training. So a superb, over-the-top, amazing little pieces of hot dog, little pieces of cheese, liver snacks, whatever your dog likes. And similarly, your dog is distracted by your wife or playing in another part. You blow the whistle, your dog, and if it's still working, then you begin to take it outside. Now, outside, you don't take a chance. You use a long leash. You could buy long leashes, extra long leashes, at any pet store or online, anywhere where pet products are sold. Or you could tie 2 leashes together if you like. And the reason you do this, if your dog doesn't come, I'm too concerned about 2 things. First off, that your dog could run in the other direction and get hit by a car or something, you know, or you could have a lost dog. So that can't happen if you've got the 2 leashes. The other thing is, if your dog doesn't come, your dog learns, well, I don't have to. But if you have the leashes, you could reel the dog in, you know. But if your dog doesn't at any point in time, you kind of have to start from the very beginning. And all of this is, by the way, the same method, whether you're using the whistle or not. And at some point, the truth is, you could probably drop the whistle and just say your dog's name, which is what?
Russell.
Roscoe?
Russell.
Russell. And say, Russell, come. And because at some point in time, you just don't need the whistle anymore. And the thing about the whistle is you may not have it with you all the time. You have your voice with you all the time. So I say I prefer at some point replacing the human voice with the whistle or with anything, really. Because you may not have the clicker. As much as I love clicker training, I have no problem with the whistle. And the thing I like about it a lot, as opposed to some other methods of training, it's still positive reinforcement. And it's still operant conditioning. And it's a great way for dogs to learn if you train them from the very beginning to pay attention to the whistle.
Gotcha.
And some whistles, apparently, I don't know enough about this, but some whistles are apparently better than others, and dogs are more likely to hear. And I don't know one brand name of these things from another. I honestly don't know. But I do know how you use it to train the dog is what I described. And what I described, once the dog understands the whistle means something positive, you could use the whistle to train your dog to do anything. But again, for some of these things that you rattled off, like not to run into the street, I wouldn't depend on a whistle as much as starting slower and taking it slow and then building up to a certain point.
Gotcha. Okay.
Does this help?
Yes, it does a lot. He's still growing up, so but when you see the car, he's getting to that age now, like I just told you, where he wants to bark and chase after a car. You know, it's coming down our road, and he thinks it's a stranger, so trying to make sure he doesn't do that.
Yeah, and also the other way for that particular issue is to give your dog something more interesting to do. So stuffing food inside a toy if you're not there to actually play with your dog, and even better if you're there to play with your dog. So if you're tossing a ball and your dog enjoys that, and you said, I think, Border Collie mix, so or a Frisbee disc, which a Border Collie mix might even want to live for, that's more enticing than a car going by. So I always believe in giving the dog something more interesting for the dog to do rather than to worry about punishing the dog or worrying about what the dog shouldn't do, if that makes sense. The problem with just pure punishment, I'm not saying you're going in that direction. It just gives me an opportunity to stand in my soapbox and talk about this. The problem with pure punishment, it can work to interrupt the behavior. So if you've got one of those chain link choke collars, and I'm not saying you would ever do this, on your dog and yanking at it, the problem is that, yes, you can interrupt your dog. And if we're talking about a dog going into the street, we need to interrupt our dog. I get that. Having said that, there's no information for the dog about what you do want the dog to do. And that's what we need to provide as well, and that's what positive reinforcement is all about.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, 'cause that's just been a big concern about him chasing and barking after them cars, but I think that helps a lot.
Yeah, don't give your dog, to the best of your ability, don't give your dog an opportunity to do so. And unfortunately for you, you have a dog that might be predisposed to want to do that, being a herding dog. Dogs that are herding dogs will want to herd bicycles and cars and trucks and buses that go by sometimes and or chase them. And it's just kind of, they're hardwired to do some of this stuff. So it's a bit more challenging at times than a Maltese that would have no interest in that ever. So
yeah.
I understand the issue, and it's a common one. And it really kind of hits heavy for a lot of these dogs when they're about 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 months of age.
Yeah.
Then you really see it begin to develop. And the best thing I could do, the best advice I can give is to tell you to give your dog an alternative behavior that's even more interesting for your dog.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you. That helps so much.
All right. Thank you. And if I could help more, of course, call back and let us know.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Our phone number, 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. It's toll free. It turns out we have a lot in common with our dogs and cats, including the way we age. You'll see what I mean. It's our email question of the week next. You can email me. Please do. Steve@petworldradio.net. It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
Aw, are you thirsty?
If you're a cat owner, you should know subtle behavioral changes can sometimes be early signs of illness.
Wow, you really need a brushing.
Signs like increased thirst or decreased grooming can be easy to miss. That's why every cat should receive a wellness exam twice a year to help prevent health problems before they become serious. A message from the American Veterinary Medical Association and your local veterinarians.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Next week on the show, the name of the book is Pets on the Couch, Neurotic Dogs, Compulsive Cats, Anxious Birds, and the New Science of Animal Psychiatry. A friend of this program, Dr. Nicholas Dodman, will be here to talk about that, particularly the neurotic dog part. I mean, are dogs, some of them, actually neurotic? Really? Dr. Marty Becker will be here to talk about something that I celebrate and I'm a cheerleader for. It's called Fear Free, what that has to do with your pets and how we can help make it so veterinary visits aren't so fearful, aren't so anxious for our pets.
Great simple words.
You've got mail.
Woo-hoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, I liked your column on canine cognitive dysfunction, or doggy Alzheimer's, stressing the importance of walking dogs. On your advice, I take my dog for about a mile walk every day. I'm 77 years old, and I feel better, and so does Lady, my black Labrador retriever, who's now 10 and a half. I think exercise helps her brain. She learns as fast as she ever has. Also, I think that going up and down the stairs in the house keeps us both in better shape. You know what? You've answered everything here. Yeah, you're right. There are studies to show, where do I begin? There's studies to show, first off, that just walking your dog is the most enriching thing for your dog that you can do to benefit your dog. Apparently, your dog associates all those smells, those exciting smells outdoors, with the other end of the leash. So dogs just love going for walks. I mean, there's nothing new there, but now there's science to demonstrate sort of why that's the case. Their brains are stimulated. But above and beyond that, yeah, the exercise is a great thing. And if you're walking, say, in a big city or in any place that you might meet other dogs, if your dog is social, as many dogs are, then it's an opportunity to meet other dogs. And even for dogs who don't especially care for other dogs, then they get to meet people. And you get to meet people, too. And if you're walking your dog and someone else is walking their dog, what happens? You start up a conversation. And that's good for everyone as well. But cognitive decline can be slowed, the progression in other ways as well. There's some diets. A Purina Bright Minds comes to mind that is specifically designed to do just that. And you can talk to your veterinarian about nutritional supplements as well as you talking to your doctor. And you know what? Your doctor will recommend some of the same nutritional supplements for you as your veterinarian will recommend for your dog. It turns out that we age very much the same in many ways. And in people, it's called Alzheimer's. And in dogs, it's called canine cognitive dysfunction syndrome. But if you look at the changes in the brain, the amyloid plaque that builds up, if you look at it under a microscope, it kind of looks almost the same. You can email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net. Coming up next, a conversation about some very unlikely companion animals. No, we're not talking dogs and cats. We're talking about some other things. Listen in.
There's more than one way to invest in your education.
Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
A terrific book, something you don't read about every day. It's called Unlikely Companions. The author, Dr. Lori Hess, who I've known for quite some time, thank you. You are a great writer. So I'm reading the book, and I'm really getting into it, and you're up in the middle of the night. That's how it begins, like a dark and stormy night. And you get a call. There's an emergency at the clinic. You come in. You and your associate are so concerned about the client, and you're setting it up like this is going to be a dog, maybe a cat, that has passed away. And it turns out to be a sugar glider. And here's the reason why I bring this up. You wouldn't think that the human-animal bond would be quite the same with a sugar glider, which we probably even have to explain what a sugar glider is, as compared to a dog or cat.
It is. And the exciting thing about my job, I mean, I've been an exotic animal veterinarian seeing these pets exclusively for 23 years, and I have seen incredible bonds form between the most unlikely people and pets. And in my job, it's so amazing because some of these pets that I treat only live 2 years, and some of them live 40 years. And I've gotten to be part of those relationships with the people and their animals, and whether it's a sugar glider, a lizard, a bird, a mouse, whatever it is, the bonds are there, and they're really amazing.
Let's explain what a sugar glider is since
sure.
we brought it up. So it's probably about more or less as big as my fist.
Yes, just about the size of your fist.
And it is a
marsupial. So they're in the kangaroo family. They have a little pouch. People think that they're flying squirrels because they kind of look like a flying squirrel, but they're not part of the rodent family at all.
I describe them as the perfect pocket pet because you could actually, they like being in pockets.
They do. In fact, what people do is they get them, and you have to get two of them because they're very social. They don't like to be alone, but they get these little designer pouches. They're little like felt pouches, little squares that come on a little necklace, and people walk around with them in there all day, and they're really nocturnal, so they just like to hang out and sleep all day in your neck, and they walk around, and then they play with you at night.
Yeah, no one even knows. Here's a pet you could take to the office, and your boss might not even know. But I do want to talk to you about the book, Unlikely Companions. And as you wrote this book, and again, it's entertaining, and you suck us into every story. I mean, you're a really good writer.
Thank you.
But as you were writing the book, what was the one story that you were kind of laughing as you wrote the story?
Well, there's a lot of them, but they're all really based on real people, composites of real people. And I don't know. I mean, the potbelly pig is kind of fun because there are potbelly pigs who've come into my office. They come in strollers. They come in wearing little bonnets and little outfits. And people really, unfortunately, sometimes treat them like child substitutes and go a little over the top. But I've had a lot of relationships with people like that. The sugar glider story is particularly fun because it's a mystery, which I won't give away.
No.
It starts at the beginning of the book, and you have to read all the way to the end to figure out who done it.
Yeah, we don't want that to happen. But tell me more about one of the favorite stories. So we can continue with Potbelly Pig.
Sure. The Potbelly Pig, well, one of my favorite funny stories in the book happens to be about a Potbelly Pig. And if you've ever met a Potbelly Pig or tried to handle it when it doesn't want to be handled, they scream really, really loud. And I had one in the office, and I was trying to check his eye. He had an ulcer on his eye.
Mm-hmm.
And that meant that I'd try to steady his head with my hand, touching him. Well, he didn't want to be touched. So to check an eye, you have to shoot a little bit of dye. It's a little sort of reddish color. Or dye in their eye and see if it sticks on the surface of their eye. So I was trying to do this in the back, and I had a waiting room full of owners who heard all the screaming, and they didn't know what I was doing, and it was pretty mortifying. It sounded like I was killing a human being in the back.
Uh-huh.
And I managed to treat this animal's eye, and then it left, and then I walked out to say hello to everyone in the waiting room and to apologize for being so late since I was struggling with this pig, and I realized everybody was looking at me like I was crazy, and I thought, oh my gosh, did I have food on me or something?
Yeah.
What did I do? And I looked down, and I saw that my jacket was splattered in red. It was the dye, but clearly everybody thought that I had done something really bad. So all of my clients and their animals started to back out the door very slowly.
It sounds like it could be a sitcom.
It was, and it happened, and I had to explain, no, the animal's fine, and this is not blood, and I tried to explain it, but it was a little too late for that.
But your life is kind of like a sitcom every day because you're dealing with everything from the smallest little frog to these sometimes very large snakes. And your base of knowledge has to be wide-ranging.
Yeah, that's the biggest challenge of my job, is it's exciting because you never know what's going to come in the door at any minute of the day, but you have to be ready and you have to keep up on things. So there's a lot of reading, a lot of veterinary conferences, a lot of talking to colleagues to make sure that you know what's going on.
Well, speaking of reading, it is a fun read for all of you, whether you have a pet reptile, a pet chicken, or a pet pig or not. Unlikely Companions, that's the name of the book, Dr. Lori Hess. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets. They'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
BizTalk Radio.